KFIZ News Time is 9:39, coming up on 9:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Thanks for joining us here this morning. It is a Thursday, April 8th, and it's time for our April Consumer Chat with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We talk about a number of different things that consumers like you out there need to be aware of in the world of consumer protection. And joining us, as always, is Michelle Ryan, and she speaks with us once a month to run down some consumer topics and provide some very important information for us here on the airwaves. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking some time to chat. As always, a number of different things on the topic sheet for this month, and lots of important information as always. Let's start. I think we joked last month they're the golden oldies, I guess you could say, of the consumer protection hotline complaints. You have some info about the top complaints in the month of March to that hotline. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we did talk golden oldies, that's right, and certainly we still have the Social Security Administration scam, that government imposter scam at the top of the list of what was reported by consumers for the month of March. This, again, is scammers trying to pretend to be the government, the Social Security Administration specifically, and threaten your account, and you trying to ask you to verify your Social Security number. Otherwise, there will be a suspension or deactivation of your account. And it's not the way the government works. It certainly doesn't just make those phone calls and threaten individuals. So consumers should just hang up on this call, regardless of how threatening it may get. And certainly, again, report it to Consumer Protection. Next on the list is another imposter scam, but this time the scammers are trying to impersonate a utility company. So We Energy specifically was the one reported about most often. But this time of year, this is very concerning because disconnections really can happen in April in Wisconsin, April 15th. So we're coming up on that date if you are in arrears or in jeopardy of payment there. And we want to make sure that people are aware there are resources available. If you're behind, you can go to the Department of Administration website and try and access those resources, or call 211. Wisconsin 211 can always help connect you to resources. But during this scam phone call, you are threatened with immediate disconnection unless you make payment while on the call. They want your credit card or bank account information, and sometimes they ask you to wire money or go purchase a gift card to make payment. And the scammers use more than just the common We Energies. It's a very large utility company, so they will pick up on the local utility company name for the area code that they are calling. So be on alert for this and know if you're behind. There are resources out there. Tap into those now. And if you are in concerned with disconnection, reach out to your local utility company using the phone number on your bill or in an old-fashioned phone book. but don't respond to this call because it's not the way that process works.
Right.
And then the third one that we heard about this month is Amazon. In this scam, scammers are either called or emailed about an Amazon purchase that they did not make. And so, for example, they receive an email saying their Amazon purchase for, let's say, $499 will ship tomorrow. So you're supposed to please call the number with questions if this is not your order. Well, it's a large amount of money, and so people would be concerned and respond to that phone number to try and stop this purchase because they don't want to be charged for it. So certainly this is one that works to engage individuals, and we want to make sure that if you're ever concerned about an Amazon purchase, log into your account, see what's going on there. Don't call the number from your answering machine or voicemail message. Be sure that you use a number that you find while you log into Amazon, because they don't make these types of calls.
Right. I want to jump ahead, Michelle, something that I've heard a lot of people talking about, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the country, these auto warranty calls. I've gotten a couple. Some of my friends have, and I'm sure a lot of folks you know, too, are talking about these auto warranty calls we're getting. It seems like they've jumped in frequency quite a bit over the last year or so. What do we need to know about those?
Yeah, it surprises me that this doesn't make our top three for the month, but it is a consistent monthly call that we hear about, and certainly it's known nationally as well. So It's the auto warranty renewal scam. It is a top robo complaint filed with the Federal Communication Commission. And again, DadCap hears about this quite a bit. And it's a longtime front runner with the others we just talked about. So in this month or this year alone, 2021, this scam continues to grow. And the way we know that is with January seeing a near 50% increase in the consumer complaints compared to December of 2020. So there's the data to get people to pay attention to this one. If you own a vehicle and a phone, you could have easily received this phone call. And the scammer tries to represent themselves as either the car dealer, a manufacturer, or insurer, and they're going to tell you that your auto warranty or insurance is about to expire. And the call will include some sort of pitch for renewing your warranty or policy. And during the call, which again usually begins with an automated or pre-recorded message, and you are then instructed to press a button, you're asked to provide personal information, which of course can be used to defraud you down the line. And what's particularly hard to discern with this type of call is fraudulent is that the scammer may have specific information about your particular car or warranty. But if you really pay attention, most times it's about a vehicle you used to own instead of the one that's currently parked outside your residence. So you really need to pay attention to the details with this one. In some cases, this is just a flat-out scam. There is no auto warranty or anything behind it. In others, it could be a business trying to sell a service contract, and so there could be a product behind it, but what that product provides is often in question. And if your warranty is about to expire, you don't need to play on this urgency. I mean, you'll know it's going to expire. You can plan ahead. You can decide if you want to extend it. And certainly if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the vehicle you own instead of one that you used to own. So paying attention to all those clues becomes really important with the auto warranty scam there. And the final clue I think I want to leave people with is if you are on the Wisconsin Do Not Call list and you happen to be called by a legitimate company who is selling one of the service contracts that could be in question as to what it really provides, well, they shouldn't be contacting you by phone because you're on the Do Not Call list. Mm-hmm. So we really want you to report that as well and take that into consideration.
We're talking with Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our April Consumer Chat. Michelle, I want to jump ahead, seeing how earlier this week everybody in Wisconsin age 16 and up became eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, one of the three that are available to us here in Wisconsin. And I know you had some info this month about vaccine sign-up scams, and I went through a vaccine sign-up. It was very simple to do once you got through the forms, and the whole process going and getting the vaccine was very simple. However, there are some people, obviously, you might not be as internet savvy, or they might not know where to turn, and obviously, this is an area where scammers can kind of prey on those people who might not know where to go to get signed up for the vaccine. So what can you tell us about these vaccine sign-up scams, and what do we need to be aware of?
Yeah, reliable information really is key here, and good resources that you can go to for factual information. And we're seeing two types of vaccine scams out there. The first, as you mentioned, is the sign-up scam, and those scammers are trying to take advantage of the rollout to steal money and personal information. So they can contact you by call, text message, email, social media, and some are even going door-to-door to visit and mislead the public. And we're working with local and federal authorities to try and prevent these frauds. So what you need to know is that the legitimate vaccine is coming out from local health departments through the State Department of Health Services. You can look to those local health departments, your health care provider, local pharmacies that are offering the vaccine, and the scammers are trying to play on that and get you confused and twisted. So we want to get everyone to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website where they have a map of the opportunities in Wisconsin that are available and the providers that are out there. They have their own vaccine registry for those that are participating in that, and it allows Wisconsinites to register for and schedule a vaccination locally where, when, you know, as they're eligible to do so, that's 16 and older. And then you can, if there's appointments available, schedule that. Otherwise, they'll contact you when those appointments are available. So it's really important to not just respond to emails offering opportunities for you to sign up. You need to go register, and then you may be contacted by an email when an appointment opens. If when you register, there isn't an appointment availability there, but it will be through that registry. The second kind of scam we're seeing around vaccines right now is related to bogus COVID vaccine surveys. And again, these can be sent by text or email to steal your money and personal information. And what we're seeing from consumers is that they're receiving this email or text message asking them to complete a limited time survey about the vaccines. And in exchange, people are offered a free reward but asked to pay shipping fees. And we know if you're offered something for free or a prize or anything, you're not supposed to have to pay anything because it's free. So that too good to be true scenario kicks in here. And there is no legitimate survey asking for your credit card or bank account number out there just so you can pay for the free reward. So don't click on those links and don't participate in these surveys giving away your personal information.
Michelle, I want to close this month. Next week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. And I know DACAP has info about storm chasers, not the people going around watching, taking video of tornadoes, obviously, but contractors that are following storms in the path of disaster and preying on people who are victims of these natural disasters. How can we protect ourselves from those people if we do, God forbid, see a natural disaster in and around our area?
Yeah, one of the best ways to protect yourself is to prepare in advance. So make your list of who you'd go to should you have problems with windows, roof, or siding or flooding or anything in your area. Try and figure out who you'd turn to in those situations and have those resources available to you. But in the moment when these things are happening, is be leery of those who come knocking on your door in response and ask to see a registration or a license if your municipality requires a door-to-door salesperson to have registered and be on a list for your municipality. And get things in writing. And be cautious of those who ask you to pay cash up front for services, because what we certainly see are those individuals who require that cash payment but then don't show up to do the job. Or they offer some magnificent warranty, but because they are traveling through town just trying to take advantage of individuals, they're not there to follow up on inferior work or when something falls apart and you need to kick in that warranty. So work now, get those references, and look for that contractor that you can go to should something happen is really the best prevention tip that we can give. But in the moment, don't just respond to those that show up at the door in that moment.
Michelle, if people have questions and want to file a complaint with DACAP, how can they do that?
You can contact us at 1-800-422-7128 and speak to someone on the hotline, or you can go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle, thanks as always. Have a great rest of the month, and we'll talk again in May.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Michelle Ryan joining us from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection here on KFIZ again with our April Consumer Chat number she mentioned for the Consumer Protection Hotline, 800-422-7128, or go to datcp.wi.gov. Lots of good info for you this month.